This Sunday, right after its 25th anniversary 60 Minutes special, CBS airs another big TV event. It's the first installment of Return to Lonesome Dove, a 7-hour miniseries that will continue on Tuesday and conclude Thursday. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
If you judge Return to Lonesome Dove by comparing it to the original, there's no way this new version is going to win. First of all, Robert Duvall's character of Gus McCrae is dead, and he was the heart and soul of the first Lonesome Dove. Also, a lot of key contributors to the 1989 miniseries declined to participate in the sequel. Larry McMurtry, author of the original book and teleplay of Lonesome Dove, read the new script, but didn't write it. And three major stars from the first version, Tommy Lee Jones, Angelica Houston, and Danny Glover, decided not to saddle up this time around. Then you've got the fact that most sequels are lousy anyway. Put that all together, and you've got lots of reasons to not watch Return to Lonesome Dove. But here's a better reason to watch it. Even though it's not as good as Lonesome Dove, it's better than almost any other miniseries being made these days. And if you stay with it long enough to accept the cast changes, you'll get caught up in the story all over again. Some of the substitutions work just fine. Lou Gossett Jr. takes over for Danny Glover, and Barbara Hershey for Angelica Houston, and they bring a lot of vitality to their respective roles. But John Voight, in the Captain Call role played originally by Tommy Lee Jones, doesn't have the same sparkle. He gives a solid and stoic performance, nothing wrong with it, but he doesn't have Jones's way of being tough and funny at the same time. Think of the way Jones played opposite Harrison Ford in The Fugitive, and you'll remember what he can do. Here's as close as Voight gets. It's a scene where he's arguing with two would-be partners, played by William Peterson and Nia Peoples, who want to hire Mexican horsemen to help drive a herd of wild Mustangs from Texas to Montana.
These Mexicans, where we're going ain't nobody speaks Mexican. How they gonna look after the sale?
They're gonna be with us.
We ain't got time. Nursemaid people don't even know what the hell we're talking about anyway.
They can learn like any other people can.
Let me handle it.
No, I will teach them. Captain, you're right. It will be hard enough for them in a strange place. By the time we get to Montana, they will know English.
I just see about that. See about all that.
There are two things in this version's favor. First of all, it has better villains than the original. Oliver Reed plays a Montana land baron with a Scottish accent and a really nasty attitude. And Dennis Haysbert plays Cherokee Jack, a renegade half-breed who, at one point, captures Call and tells him just what the Indians want to do with him.
What they do is they bury a man, all but his head, beside an anthill. Smear it over with honey. And your mouth. Your nose. And your ears. You slit your lids so you don't miss nothing.
The other good thing about Return to Lonesome Dove is that it remains true to the style of an epic Western miniseries. There are dangers all over the place. And because this isn't a weekly series, there's no guarantee any character will live from one scene to the next. The drama builds, the characters grow or die, and this sequel ends up telling an entertaining and exciting story. Don't skip it on principle, out of loyalty to the original. True, a sequel with Tommy Lee Jones and Larry McMurtry would have been a lot better, but a sequel without them could have been a lot worse.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.